Blessed be the Lord God in thy strength, because through thee he hath reduced our enemies to naught. Today we celebrate the commemoration of the seven sorrows of Our Lady. This commemoration has been on the calendar for some centuries. It is paired, you might recall, with the commemoration of the expectation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This occurs 1 week before the Feast of Christmas. It is a devotional feast in which we honor our Blessed Lady in the days before she is to give birth to the Savior. So now today, 1 week before Good Friday, the Church allows this devotional feast when we take time to remember the sorrows of our Blessed Lady. It is nevertheless a feast day, which is why we have the Gloria and the Creed. We have relics on the altar. The altar is in white. We have the full prayers at the foot of the altar. This was difficult for me to understand when I first began to learn about the liturgy, and perhaps it is difficult for you to understand as well. Why? We would have a feast day like this during Passion time. Why today of all days would we have the Gloria? Why would it seem to be a festive day? This is because all days of the saints must be feast days. We always celebrate on a saint's day the glory of God. We celebrate His grace, which is what is crowned in the saints. As St. Augustine tells us, when you crown the saints, O Lord, you but crown your own graces. Today, then, is a feast of hope, as we have the epistle from the book of Judith, where we proclaim, blessed be the Lord God in thy strength, for through thee he hath reduced our enemies to naught. Today it is the will of Holy Mother Church that we take some time to honor what great things God has done through the Blessed Virgin Mary. When we honor the Blessed Virgin Mary, we honor two things principally: that she is Mother of God, and that in view of this, she is full of grace. Our Blessed Lady did not merit either of these things. They were freely given to her by Almighty God in view of the fact that He was to send the Savior into the world. And so she is part of the divine economy of salvation. But it has been pointed out that with today's feast, we do honor something that Our Lady merited, which is why we say these words in the epistle, blessed be the Lord thy God in thy strength. Today we honor the strength of Mary. To give her the title Immaculate is to give glory to God for the grace He has bestowed on her. But then to add that this heart of hers was not only immaculate, but also sorrowful, is to speak now of what she has merited through God's grace. Our Lady chose to be with her Son on Calvary, to unite herself with His sufferings, in order to fulfill the prophecy of Simeon that her soul too, the sword, would pierce. And so, at the achievement of the Passion, when our Lord had finally given up the ghost, and when the soldier pierced his heart and let out blood and water, our Lord was already dead. This blow was to be felt by his Blessed Mother alone. It was her Immaculate Heart which had, from the first moments of Christ's existence in the world, taught his Sacred Heart to beat, for he was submitted to her in all things. And even from the womb, his Sacred Heart deigned to be taught by her Mother's Heart how to begin beating. Now, when this heart was at long last still and pierced open, the only heart to feel that blow was the Immaculate Heart of his Mother. And so we honor that strength today, the strength of his Holy Mother, through which God has worked our salvation, united in the work of redemption up until the very moment when the work of Calvary was accomplished. The most sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary is our refuge during this Passion time. Pray for us, O Virgin most sorrowful, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen.